All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so ticket techs are pouring in on it. And I've asked the question, because I'm not sure how I feel. I'm kind of talking through it with you. That's what happens when you read things live. I haven't had time to process. I'm just being completely candid with you that I kind of thought about, I've said on this show that the problem right now in the Big Ten with all these scandals and the problem with college football is that we allow coaches to operate in the shadows and act as dictators, and there's a complete lack of transparency. And you have guys who've employed DJ Durkin go silent, and a former player goes out and essentially corroborates the report with bully coaching, extreme tactics. Does that change the expectation that Harbaugh shouldn't be able to get up there and go, I'm not going to talk about anyone's program but my own? Or Phil Muschamp, who employed him at Florida, flipping out when being asked about it. Will Muschamp, excuse me. Which college sport or program doesn't have some form of bullying? Come on, stop it. They all do it. I don't think that's true. I think if you want to say many do, that's fine. I think for Harbaugh, he's playing it safe. If he doesn't say anything about Durkin, he doesn't say anything stupid. Also, investigation isn't done. I was a part of the UF football team in 13 in a student role when Durkin was DC. The guy was the macho man, Randy Savage, 24/7. He was hard, all caps, on his players. Harbaugh employed him. He has a duty to respond and speak. Harbaugh is employed at a public university. He should be required to answer those questions. Big Michigan and Harbaugh fan, he needs to say something. What Durkin allegedly did and how he coached is awful. It makes zero sense that Harbaugh should have to say something. I don't get the logic. I've already tried multiple times to explain it slowly, so I can't help you if you don't get it by now. There's nothing I can do for you. Harbaugh was probably told by a university attorney not to address it. Peppers can say what he wants. Hey, listen, it's all fair game. I'm asking a question. This isn't one of the Mikey topics where I'm really going after something.
But it's also a big difference when you're just asking Harbaugh about the news as opposed to when you're asking him about his former players talking about his staff and his culture, who was DJ Durkin. There's a difference.
And again, I'm only using Harbaugh as a local example. I'm calling all the coaches who've employed DJ Durkin into question here. What role do they play? You know, like if you don't ever have to answer for the bad people you hire, then aren't we just fostering the culture that empowers this and enables this to continue?
Well, I mean, Urban and Muschamp and Harbaugh, it is that word right there. They would have enabled that type of behavior on their staff. Not going to go as far to say they created DJ Durkin or they created this type of monster behavior, but they certainly enabled it and allowed it to happen. We can't say that they knew what was going on.
Go to Chris. He's out in Fenton. Let's see where people are at with it. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Talk to me.
Hey, so I think the only play here for Harbaugh is to do what he did and not comment at all, because if you think about it, in the age we're in, what is he going to say? He's either going to say that, yeah, he kind of knew that Durkin was a certain way, which makes it look like, you know, Harbaugh was an enabler, or he says, no, you know, I didn't know he was anything like that, which makes it seem like he doesn't know what's going on with his program. And I think if you look at, you know, what happened with Urban Meyer at Big Ten Media Days, and if you look at even what happened with Izzo, where these guys try to answer these questions and they don't have a very carefully thought out scripted response, you get yourself into all kinds of trouble. And I think that's just where we're at. And he could only do what he did.
So hold on. I think it's interesting what you're saying. But Chris, understand, Izzo needed to be better. He blew that day. Like, he screwed that day up seven ways to Sunday. Urban lied, Chris. So I don't want to let those coaches off the hook. Don't our coaches have to be better?
No, in 100%. I mean, I think they have to be better as leaders in their community. And you know, you make that kind of money and just who you are for your program and your school. Yeah, you have to be better, but I also think that there's part of people that are skeptical and hesitant to speak up when you know, you don't want your program to be featured on an ESPN 30 by 30. And that's where we're at now, where you say the wrong thing, you trip up a little bit, and all of a sudden you're in the headlines. And I think, you know, people are just hesitant to be open, even though we think they should morally. And yeah, it would be great if Harbaugh would speak up on it. But I think with where we're at, it's just really hard to make that decision.
Well, and like, and Chris, I guess the thing I'll leave you with is like, okay, I'm not for a second going to believe Harbaugh would tolerate that type of behavior. So if you don't have anything to hide, if it didn't happen here, just flat out say it. Look, DJ he's an intense dude. I love the guy, but hey, that wasn't going down here. I can't speak what's going on there. I'll just tell you, he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. He did a good job while he was here. Like, you got to say something. Like, when you say nothing, is it wrong that I go, well, damn, if none of the former guys who employed him are saying anything, then is this just the type of crap Durkin's been doing for 15, 20 years?
Right, right. No, and I agree. I think that, you know, falling back on it, it needs to be, if you're going to answer it, it's got to be far more thought out, well more scripted than you know, just some off-the-cuff remark, because you'll get yourself in a lot of trouble if you're not prepared.
No, Chris, you're right. And like I said, it's just a human response where I start thinking about it and going, well, wait a second. If I hired the guy, and I noticed crap didn't go on under my watch, right? It's my program. I know what I'm doing. Why wouldn't I just go out and go, guys, I'm shocked. I'll just be honest with you. I hired him because he is intense. I hired him because he's a hell of a coach. But that stuff, that didn't go on here. Period, end. Like, that's just an easy thing to do, but no former coach is doing it, and no former players coming out and saying it.
At some point, that has to happen. Has to. Harbaugh, Meyer, Muschamp, guy, high-profile coaches like that who employed him, at some point they're going to have to speak out on it one way or the other. And look, if you're
not, though.
But you know what? I can even concede to the fact of, hey, this is so fresh. The investigation's going on. The press conference was yesterday. If Harbaugh wants to just not speak right now and be silent about it, give no comment at this point in time, I can even concede to that. But at some point, he can't just dodge it forever. At some point, he's going to have to speak out on it, especially after that investigation wraps up.
Did Pepper's talking affect you the way it affected me? Where it made you ask a few questions and go, well, wait a second now. No?
Yeah, because when I saw the interview yesterday, and it just made me think that it almost proved that there were certainly things going on at Michigan that spoke to this type of culture, I guess, that DJ Durkin had at Maryland. Had to have. From the former players that haven't even spoke out about him. Like I said, haven't even gave their nice words about him. None of that's happened.
Zero.
So am I going to sit here and say that exactly what happened at Maryland happened at Michigan? Of
no,
course not. There's no way of knowing.
I'm saying that, is it wrong as a human being when you connect the dots and go, Pepper says he was a bully and he was extreme, Harbaugh and no other coach will touch this with a 10-foot pole. Is it wrong of me to go, wait a second then? Durkin didn't just flip the switch and become crazy. He's been crazy at every stop. And if those things didn't go on, and you're Harbaugh and you want to end all those questions now and forever, wouldn't you just come out and go, simply put, did not happen. Would never be allowed under my watch, period. DJ's intense. He's a lot of things. I would never allow that here. That did not happen here. Same thing Muschamp should do. Right? Or am I wrong as a human being for then, like, if this scenario happened, you don't think I'd say D'Antonio has to do the same damn thing? You can't stand up. Like, if a guy came out and said, a former MSU assistant from 3 years ago, yeah, this dude was a psycho, this dude was a bully, tactics were extreme. You don't think D'Antonio's got to get up there and say, hey, bottom line, yeah, we run an intense program. I'm telling you, that stuff didn't happen. I don't know. Like, that's just kind of like, how come, like, no one can be transparent in this society we live in anymore. And I think that's why these things keep happening.
Is it fair to say that once the investigation wraps up, that's when Harbaugh should?
It should and will are two different things. Not he's ever won.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.